Let's get started. Good evening. We're learning Siman Daled in the Shulchan Aruch. We are up to Sif Yod Gimel. We're discussing the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, when a person is obligated to wash their hands. We've mentioned a few times that there are two opinions, the Rash and the Rashba, that a person should wash his hands in the morning and make a bracha. The Rosh says a person should wash his hands in the morning and make a bracha because his hands touched dirty places, and in order to not say Krishma and tefillah with dirty hands, Chazal made a takana that he should wash his hands and make a bracha on that takana. And the Rashba holds that in the morning a person wakes up, he's a berei chadasha, he has a new beginning, and therefore, it's just like a kohen who comes to do a avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he washes his hands before his avodah, so too a yid, when he comes to do a avodah in the avodah Hashem, and say Birkas HaShachar, and thank Hashem for his new day, so he has to first wash his hands and make a bracha on that. Then we said there's another reason why a person washes his hands, which is to get rid of the Ruach Ra, that the Gemara and the Zayar say that there is a tumor that a person has from the nighttime, from the sleep of the nighttime, and the person has to wash his hands to get rid of that tumor three times back and forth, and that is a reason to wash his hands, but not a reason to make a bracha, because that's just getting rid of the hezek, the harm. And for getting rid of harm, Chazal would not have required a bracha. So there's two independent reasons why a person washes their hands in the morning. The machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, and also Ruach Ra. Now the Mechaber is going to bring several questionable halachas that involve the interplay of these two different inyanim of Netilas Yadayim, the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, and also seikos in the Ruach Ra. Let us see now Sif Yod Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Imhaya ne'or kol alayla, if a person was awake the whole night long, yeshli stapek im tarik litol yadav shachris. A person has a question whether or not they are mechuyev to wash their hands in the morning, meaning that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah there's a tafik if the tekana of Chazal to wash their hands in the morning applies according to the reasoning of the Rosh and the Rashba. At first glance, we would assume that since he was up all night, he did not touch dirty parts of his body, and therefore, according to the Rosh, there would be no need to wash his hands. And according to the Rashba, since he did not go to sleep, so there's no question of being a berei chadasha. So also, he should not wash his hands. We'll have to see in the Mishnah Berurah then what is the suffix. Then there's, in addition to the suffix of the tekana, whether or not one should make a bracha on the netiwa. But then there's an additional suffix, whether or not there is at all tuma on the hands when a person didn't sleep all night. At least positive is one more word here. Imaya ne'er kol alayla yeshli stapek im tzarek litol yadav shachris lis palel. That was the first suffix. And the second suffix is ula haver ruach ra miyadav. Also, if he needs to wash his hands again to wash away the ruach ra, which the suffix is, that even if a person did not sleep at night, it could be that the nighttime itself causes a person to be tamei, or perhaps no, the person has to sleep in order to become tamei. So if the reason for the tuma is the nighttime, then even though he's awake all night, but since the nighttime is a cause for tuma, then he's tamei. And if the reason for the tuma is sleep, so since he didn't sleep, so then there's no tuma. So we have here two different sefekos, one sefek in the chiyuv of Netilas Yadayim for shachris, the second, and that's a question of making a bracha, the second sefek is a sefek in Ruach Ra, and says the Haggah, the yitalein b'lei bracha, the halacha is that he should wash his hands without a bracha. Let's go out of order a little bit. I want to see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chaf Ches first. That's where the Mishnah Berurah explains the two Sveikos. And then we'll go back to Sivkat and Chaf Zayin, what the Mishnah Berurah has to say over there. Let's see Sivkat and Chaf Ches. Liz Palo Havir, we said there are two different Sveikos. The Hainu, Letafila. The first question is, does he have a chi of washing his hands for tefillah So if Yesh Safik, Imatam, Shon Tilus Yadayim Shachris Kar Rajba, if the reason for washing our hands in the morning is like that of the Rajba, Le'el B'Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph, like we said before in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph, V'imkein Afogav Dehashta, Le'inas HaBerya Chadasha, even though now he didn't become a Berya Chadasha, he didn't give over his neshama to Hashem by going to sleep and then get it back, which would be the reason for the Rajba. But loy plug grabbanon, that when Chazal made a takana to make a bracha on the Tilus Yadayim in the morning, so they made the takana across the board in every circumstance, even in a case where a person didn't sleep that night. Since they made the takana to wash the hands and make a bracha because of the concept of Berya Chadasha, so therefore that takana applies in all circumstances. That's the reason why we would think that we should wash our hands and make a bracha, according to the Rajba. So even though at first glance we would think the Rajba would hold also, we don't make a bracha in the morning because he didn't sleep, but here there's a svara of lo plug, that whenever Chazal made an enactment, they made it consistent. V'tzarech netilam, and therefore he has to wash his hands and he has to make a bracha. Oy shema, or perhaps, ikar hatam karush, that the main reason why we have to wash our hands for davening in the morning is like the Rush's explanation, Sham, over there, that we're concerned that he's going to touch himself in dirty places on his body while he's sleeping, and here where he was up all night, we don't have that concern. Of a near, v'loy noga, the Makkah Matunif, if a person is awake and he knows for sure that he didn't touch himself in a Makkah Matunif, means he didn't use the bathroom or the like where he would need to touch himself in a Makkah Matunif, so Mimela, there's no reason for washing his hands according to the Rosh, in Tarach Matil, then he does not need to wash his hands. So we have here two different reasons for the mitzvah of washing your hands in the morning for Shacharis, the Rajba and the Rosh, and according to the Rajba, one should wash his hands with a bracha, because we say lo plug, that Chazal made a takana, that he's a Berya Chadasha, and he washed his hands with a bracha, and that's applicable even if he didn't sleep. And according to the Rosh, even since the Tom is that maybe he'll touch himself, and here we know he didn't touch himself, so Mimela, there was no takana, and he does not make a bracha. That's the first suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. And the second suffix of the Shulchan Aruch we mentioned was Ruach Ra. So what is that suffix? Like we said before, Ulahavir Ruach Ra Yesh Gam Kein suffix. There is also a suffix, Im Ba'alma Hashina Gurim Ruach Ra, that if the Shina sleep causes Ruach Ra, Vim Kein Yashin B'Yayim Shur Ruach Ra, that when a person is, he says the logical conclusion is if sleep is the cause of Ruach Ra, so then it doesn't matter when he sleeps. Sleeps by night, sleeps by day, then he would have a Ruach Ra, he has to wash his hands, which we'll see later in the Shulchan Aruch is also a suffix because it's contingent on this same suffix over here. That if he doesn't sleep the whole night, there's a side to say that he doesn't need to wash his hands because it's depending on the sleep. And if he does sleep by day, there's a side to say he would need to wash his hands because it's dependent on sleep. Then there would be a ruach ra. It means it completely depends on sleep. If you didn't sleep at night, then you don't need to wash your hands. If you did sleep in the day, you do need to wash your hands. And obviously, if you sleep at night, it's totally in sleep. Mitzarech litol yadav. That's one. That's the near v'layla. Ain't tzarech litol yadav. If he's awake the whole night, he doesn't need to wash his hands. Very pashut. Or ha'layla gairim haruach ra. Or perhaps it is not the sleep that is the cause of the ruach ra. It's the night time that is the cause of the ruach ra. V'im kein yadin behipuch. Then it's going to be the exact opposite. That means a person is awake all night long, even though he didn't sleep. But the might say it was night time. So the night time is the cause of the ruach ra. He would have to wash his hands. Whereas if he slept in the daytime, and even though he slept, but the might say since it's daytime, so then he doesn't have to wash his hands. We have here a suffix. What is the reason for the Ruach Ra? Is it the sleep that's the reason for the Ruach Ra, or is it the nighttime that is the reason for the Ruach Ra? So a person is awake all night long, and he didn't sleep. That has nafkamina. That'll be the difference between the two times. He didn't sleep, so according to that reason, he wouldn't need to wash his hands. to get rid of the Ruach Ra, but he was, it was nighttime. So that would be a reason he would have to wash his hands. So therefore, we wash our hands without a bracha for both of these questions, both of these sfeikas. According to the Rush, there's no reason to make a bracha, so no reason to wash his hands and make a bracha. So, but according to the Rashba, you do need to wash your hands and do need to make a bracha. Well, wash without a bracha. And according to the Sefik of Ruach Ra, there's a side to say since it was night, he should wash his hands. But and even though he didn't sleep, but he still has to wash his hands. Agav, the question of Ruach Ra is never a question of bracha like we mentioned previously, because Ruach Ra is just a hezek. We want to get rid of the harm. Whereas the tekana for shacharis, to wash his hands, that's a question of a bracha. That'll come in handy. We'll talk about that very soon. Let's go back now to Sifkat and Chav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person was awake all night long, so now the Mishnah Berurah wants to address what happens if a person wasn't awake all night long. If he did sleep for some of the night, what will be the halacha? Then there's no question. Then certainly a person needs to wash his hands when he gets up and make a bracha. Let's see the Sifkat and Chav Zayin, Kol HaLayla. V'myashen b'miksasa, if he did sleep part of the night, then everybody agrees that he needs to wash his hands in the morning properly. So he has a condition over here. It has to be a shinas kava, which luchare means a duration of more than 60 breaths of a horse. We'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah, more than a half an hour. Machlokas really could be 3 minutes, it could be 3 hours. We'll assume it's half an hour. So he has to sleep more than half an hour, only tassay on his bed. Then has a din of a shinas kavav that he would have to wash his hands according to all opinions, even according to the Rush. And mishum this time yadayim maskanias hain, and since the hands are busy, like the Rush hold, ovavadai noga b'makom matunas, then he certainly touched on makom matunas. So we have, according to the Rush, that if he's awake all night long, he doesn't need to make a bracha, but if he has a shinas kava, if he's on his bed and it's a shinas kava of more than half an hour, then he does need to wash his hands when he gets up, according to that opinion as well. But if he sleeps a shinas arai la'arash, dina b'zeh ki'ilu la'yashin kol, then the halacha is like he didn't sleep at all. And in the Tshuva Zarash, it says clearly that an example of shinas arai would be if a person was got up, the cases we'll see later in the next tip, that a person got up early to learn, very early to learn, and he was learning the whole night, and then he went back to sleep and before the morning. So the Rush says over there that sleep at the end of the night, where he was learning up the whole night, he just needed to rest before Shacharis, that sleep is a Shinat Arai. The Bir Lakhot discusses a different case of sleep part of the night. What happens if he sleeps at the beginning of the night? So there the Mishnah Berurah tells that even though according to the Rush it's a shinas kava, and that would require washing his hands with a bracha because of the chashash that he touched himself in a makom matunas, but then the reason of the Rashba goes away, because the whole concept of the Rashba is that he wakes up in the morning, a beria chadasha, chadashem labakarim, rabba amunasecha, in the morning he's new. But if he only slept in the first half of the night, so he didn't get a new start in the morning. So he was up for the whole duration of the second half of the night, the whole morning part of the night. And therefore, according to the Rashba, there would be no requirement of washing his hands, or at least the washing he did of his hands wouldn't be sufficient, the washing that he did in the first half of the night. He has to wash his hands after the first half of the night, after the morning. And then, like we said before, there's lo plug, and he'll wash his hands with a bracha, according to everybody. So it comes out that there's like three parts of the night that are nogeya if he doesn't sleep, if he's not awake the whole night long. We have, if a person slept, we'll go in order. If he slept in the very beginning of the night, the first half of the night, the Mishnah Berurah tainus, the Ber Lacha tainus, that washing his hands in the first half of the night won't help according to the Rashba. So he has to wash again later in order to make a bracha. If he slept sometime in the middle of the night, Ashinas Kava Al Mitasoi, then he has, when he gets up and washes his hands, he's going to be able to make a bracha according to everybody, even the Rush. because Ashinas Kaval Mitasa, even if it was a short amount of time, as long as it was more than half an hour, qualifies as a need for washing his hands according to the Rush, because maybe he touched the muck on the tunif. And then the third case would be if he got up early in the morning, even if he washed his hands once, but even if he went back to sleep, and at the end of the morning, so according to the Rush, that's called a Shinas Arai, and that's equivalent to the case we'll see next, if he was up in the morning and didn't go back to sleep. Before we go on to that next case in Sif Yadala, let's just see the end of the Mishnah Berurah here. We have two Sifkat and Chav Tes and Chav Lamed. But the Ramah said that when we have a suffix, we wash our hands without a bracha. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzleimar Gimel Pamim Nachma Suffix, that we wash our hands three times because of this suffix. It means we want to not only wash our hands to get them clean because of the suffix of the Rush and the Raj, but we also have the suffix of Ruach Ra, and therefore we have to be machmir to wash our hands three times, machma suffix. V'kein b'shnei ha'tifim z'acher zeh, and the next two tifim as well, we're going to have more sfeikos, which are sfeikos of Ruach Ra, and therefore in all cases where we say there's a suffix and he should wash his hands, it means he should wash his hands three times. Let's go further. Sifka and Lamed b'lei bracha, that the Ramah says we do not make a bracha. Yesh me'acharonim shecholkim al hakras haramah b'zeh. There are acharonim that disagree with the Ramah, v'soivrim detzarech levarech, and they hold that one must make a bracha. The Bach tainis that just like we say by the Rashba that the Tam of Netilas Yadayim for Shachris is that he's a Beria Chadasha, and Le Plug Rabban, and even though really, since he didn't go to sleep, the reasoning of the Rashba doesn't apply. But since Chazal made a Takana, the reason of the Takana was Beria Chadasha, but now they made the Takana, so then we just always wash our hands and make a bracha. It's the same thing by the Rash. The Rash holds the reason of Chazal to make the bracha in the morning was because his hands are busy at night and he touches dirty places. But once Chazal made the takana, then even when the reason doesn't apply and he was up all night long, he should still make a bracha. That is the reason of the Bach, that he disagrees with this psak of the Ramah, that he holds that you should make a bracha both according to the Rush and according to the Rashba. The other opinion that Paskin is not like this Ramah is the Vilna Goin in the Sefer Maisei Rav. It says over there, Mishanir Kol Alayla Neitel Yarev Umevarech, and the Mefarshim in the Maisei Rav Ashalim, one of the Talmidim of the Gra, explained a totally different reason, something that we haven't mentioned yet whatsoever, that there's another opinion aside from the Rush and the Rashba. There's a Shita Tatur in Hilchot Tefillah and Siman Tzadik Beis, and that's also the opinion of the Rambam, that they say that a person has a chiyuv to wash his hands for any tefillah because of hetzech hadas, because he's distracted. Stam yadayim, hands that were not watched over, have an obligation to wash them before tefillah with a bracha. So according to the Tur and the Rambam, even if he didn't sleep without clothes on, and he touched Mekayim's Metunah face, but he just was distracted from his hands. He went a long time without washing his hands, without thinking about it. Then when it comes time for davening, he would have an obligation to wash his hands and make a bracha for tefillah. And that would go for all tefillahs, not only shacharis, but mincha and also ma'ariv. And that is the opinion of the Vilna Goin. The minhag is not like that, obviously, and even the graniks I've heard are not noyag like the gra in this particular nakuda to make a bracha before mincha and ma'ariv. Now, so that's the shita of the Vilna Goin. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that according to the Bach and according to the gra, one should make a bracha, even though it's for two different reasons, but akopanim, they don't agree with the psak of the Ramah, that the Ramah holds that we wash our hands without a bracha. They are of the opinion that you do make a bracha. V'yeish shemaskim in imo. And on the other hand, there are achronim that agree with the Ramah. The kol ze b'loy asa trachav. Okay, period. So that's the machlokes. If the Mishnah Berurah holds the ma'aseh into the sefik bracha, and there are poskim that side with the Ramah that it's better to not make a bracha, and sefik brachas lahakel. That l'chor is the correct hanhaga. But now the Mishnah Berurah is saying, anyway, there's a way of avoiding the whole machlokes, which is that, what is that problem? Is that according to the Rosh, if a person is awake all the time, the whole night long, so then the reason of washing the hands in the morning is not applicable, because a person's hands are not, didn't touch makom mitzunafes. So says the Mishnah Berurah, I got an eitzah for you, use the bathroom, and his hands will be mitzunafes. And the Rosh will also agree that he should have to wash his hands with a brach in the morning. So we have the Rosh, but anyway, holds that he's lo plug rabbanan. And then we have the Rosh, that according to him, even though he's staying up all night, he's watching his hands to such an extent that he doesn't touch makomos mitunafoy, so that wouldn't be a reason to make a bracha, but he'll use the bathroom before davening, and that itself will be a reason to make the bracha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes. Uvechol zeh b'loy asat tzrachav, this is only if he didn't use the bathroom, aval im asat tzrachav, but if he took care of his needs before davening, kaidem ha-tefila, as kamas ha-achreinim, the conclusion of the achreinim is the bezeh tzarech litol yadav ulevarech. That he does need to wash his hands, and he does need to make a bracha, because according to all shittas, he has to wash his hands with a bracha. Not only the Rosh, but even the Rosh. V'kein nokhin la'aseh l'chadchila, that is the proper thing, l'chadchila, is to be yotzei all the shittas by using the bathroom before he davens shacharis, and then he can be yotzei according to everybody. V'mishanir kol ha'layla. Now he says an example, which is nageya every leil shavuos, Kagoin, Balel Shavuos, that a lot of people have the minhag to stay up the whole night long. So Mimela, in such a case, a person should be sure that before he makes the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim in the morning, by Eliza Shachar, he'll wash his hands again, as we'll see soon, and then he'll make the bracha. He should make sure to first take care of his bodily needs, Yaseh Tzrachav, or Yatel Noyim, or he should make katan and be shafshef and wipe himself, shazukuli almi of chayav avarech, then according to all opinions, he should make a bracha, vivarech al nantilas yadayim and asher yatzer, when he comes out, he'll wash his hands, and then make a bracha al nantilas yadayim and asher yatzer. Let's go further now, sivkat and yodalad. We have another suffix of the mechaber. This is a suffix that's only regarding ruach ra. Hishkim koidem amud ha-shachar, if a person got up before amud ha-shachar, before the light of the day, v'nata yadav, and he washed his hands. So he washed his hands from the ruach ra of the sleep that he had until now. Yeshli is tapek im tzarech litol yadav pamacheret. There is a question as to whether a person needs to wash his hands once again, kishayir hayoim, when the light comes up, meaning amud ha-shachar, it could be, is a new reason for the ruach ra to come, and therefore, at amud ha-shachar, a person must wash his hands again, misafek, that perhaps the ruach ra comes back, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, lahavir ruach ra, shor al yadayim, hagav yitlein b'le bracha, and the halacha will be that he should wash his hands without making a bracha. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan lamed aleph kashayir hayoyim." When the light comes up, says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for this is kiyesh oimrim de ba'amud ha-shachar choizer haruach ra lishreis pamshenis, that at amud ha-shachar the ruach ra comes back, and therefore a person has to wash his hands after amud ha-shachar in order to be matayir the yadayim from the second wind, so to speak, that the ruach ra gets. And he should wash his hands once again at amud ha-shachar. The Piskei Tshuva says that we can be lenient. We don't have to wash our hands at every single opinion. There are many opinions when amud ha-shachar is. We can be lenient and wash our hands at the time of 90 minutes, which is the main opinion, or 72 minutes. Either he could wait till then if he wants, and it's no problem, and he can learn until then, and he can say brachas and daven, it's no problem, but he only has to wash his hands once, he doesn't need to wash his hands twice. The reason for this is, we said in the Mishnah Berurah, and then the Mechaber, Lahavir Ruach Ra, it's a question of getting rid of the Ruach Ra. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the base. Here the Mechaber didn't mention the question of davening, only the question of Ruach Ra, because here there's no question of davening. Once he washed his hands by getting up in the morning, even though it was early in the morning, then that Netilas Yadayim, which prepares him for Shachris, is will make a Chiyuv to make a Bracha according to everybody, both according to the Rashba and according to the Rash. So that's why the Mechaber didn't have to mention over here the issue of making a bracha. He could certainly make a bracha on that first netilah that he made. We only have a question now: is there a new reason of ruach ra at amud shachar, and should he wash his hands? But like we mentioned before, ruach ra is not a reason for washing for making a bracha. Only a reason for washing the hands. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out. Hachalei nakat lefalo k'moishe kasa b'sef yigimel. Here a person does not need to wash his hands once again and make a bracha for shachris. And even if he went back to sleep at the end of the night, like we mentioned before, if it's a nap at the end of the night, he doesn't need to make another bracha, even according to the Rash, l'itol yadayim. Bevadai tarech mishum ruach ra oidapam. Litol yadayim. That even though he would need to, even if he would take a sleep, and he would certainly have to wash his hands again because of ruach ra, if he slept half an hour in the middle of the night, at the end of the night, he would certainly have to wash his hands for ruach ra. Alf al pikein, that would not be a cause of making a bracha. Mikomakom and yalko avarach al netilas yadayim. That would not be a new reason to make netilas yadayim because ruach ra is not a reason for the bracha. Rafilu im hashina isa hashina kava. Even if the Shina was Shina's Kava, Danu Chayesh in the Shita of Rashba, because we are Chayesh for the Shita of Rashba, so even though, now he's saying like this, even though if it would be a Shina's Kava, so then the Rash would say you do need to wash your hands with a Bracha, but Lamaise, since we still have a Rashba that holds that you only need to wash your hands once for Shachris, because of Beria Chadasha, so he did it already. Because in the morning a person becomes a new being, a new life. You only get to be a Beria Chadasha once a day. You don't get to do that twice. So according to the Rashba, he can't make a bracha on this second netilah because it was the first netilah that was the Mechayev for washing the hands and making a bracha. Mishum ruach ra belvad le'tikna bracha. And for ruach ra alone, even though he slept and certainly has ruach ra, but that alone is not a reason for making a bracha. Let us go further. The Ramah says that we wash our hands without a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hine nired afilo im bapam harishan kishenotol yadav lo'ebeirach al netilas yadayim. What would happen if a person, like this case, got up early in the morning, very early, when it's still nighttime, and he was up learning and whatever, and then it came always a shachar, and he wants to wash his hands again because of this ruach ra. Let's say he didn't make a bracha the first time. Can he make a bracha the second time? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, he should not, because the second time is not a reason to make a bracha like we said because it's only ruach ra. And the first time, it's too late already. He should have made the bracha then. How can he say, Hashem commanded me to wash my hands? He was already, I'd say, the bracha, excuse me, the netila, the mitzvah of washing his hands, the first time he washed his hands, according to the Rosh, like it says in the Beis Yosef, like we've explained already tonight. Like was the Shai Tshuva also says a similar idea earlier. Period. So therefore, if he didn't make the bracha the first time he washed his hands, then it's not going to help now to wash his hands the second time that to make the bracha the second time he washes his hands, because now he was already yotzei the mitzvah according to the Rosh, and the ruach ra is not a reason to make a bracha. However, the proper thing to do would be to make himself chayev according to the Rosh. According to the Rashba, he didn't make the bracha yet, so let him make the bracha now. And according to the Rosh, even though he couldn't make the bracha now because he should have made it before, but l'maisa he can make himself chayiv again in the bracha by soiling his hand, by using the bathroom, and mimela, he'll be able to make the bracha l'kuli alma. Mikom mikom anachon shiavi atzmoi l'idechiv bracha, he should make himself chayiv in the bracha, da'ina shiasa tzorachav kaidem atzfila, that he should take care of his needs before the tzfila, v'yizchayiv l'varichon neshilas yadayim, the canal, the sivkat and dalit. Like we mentioned at the beginning of the simon, that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that according to the chayadam, he brings from the chayadam that if a person gets up very early and he learns for a long time and he's going to use the bathroom again before shakras, so he holds that it would be better to hold off on the bracha and then make the bracha after the later netilah, what we call then the third netilah, where he's washing his hands after making Gedolim before Shacharis. And the reason for that is that he can still be out to the Rashba even though there's a hefsek from the first Netilah, whatever, it's the second Netilah and this Netilah now, but he can still be out so the hefsek doesn't stare. And I'll kopan him even if it would, but at least you're going to be for sure out to the Rash by washing your hands after using the bathroom right before Tefillah. So that's the Cheshbon of the Mishnah Berurah. So that's what he holds as better. Let's go further. We have another suffix in the Mechaber, Sif Tes Vav. Yashan Vyom, a person who sleeps by daytime, Yashli Safik Im Tarek Laruz Mayim Malayim Gimel Panim. It's a suffix of Ruach Ra. It's a suffix if he must wash his hands altogether three times, and says the Ramah again, V'Yitzlim Boi Bracha, he should wash his hands again for the suffix Ruach Ra, but don't make a Bracha. And we mentioned, we already understand this suffix, this is dependent on what we mentioned before, if the reason for the Ruach Ra is sleep, or if the reason for Ruach Ra is Laila. If the reason for Ruach Ra is sleep, so he slept, even though it's daytime. And if the reason for Ruach Ra is night, so here it's day, it doesn't bother us that he's sleeping. So the suffix, if he has to wash his hands, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Lamedala, Dishli Suffix, Yilayla Gurim, the Ruach Atumo, Eshina Gurim, if it's nighttime, it is the Gurim for Ruach Atuma, or if it's the Shina, that's Gairim. Agav, it's good to know that the place can bring down, I saw this in the Piskei Tshuvos, that we don't have to be machmir about the Dalet Amleis by Shina Bayoim. And L'chaira and Cheshbon, it makes a lot of sense, because the whole Indian of Shina Bayoim is because the whole Indian of the Dalet Amleis comes from a Zayar, and the Zayar is the one who holds that it's the Shina that's Gairim, the Tuma, and not the Laila. Okay, no, that's not true. The Iker is the Avdi Machmer, that Shita by the day, since it's a suffix. V'davka Yashin Shita Nishme, only if he sleeps 60 breaths, a half an hour, aval pachos mizeh, ein ruach ra shayra, but less than this, there's no ruach ra, v'afilu b'layla, even at night time, if he sleeps at night, less than a half an hour, there's no ruach ra. That it says the Farish in the Zohar. Let's go further. Sif Tazayin, the Mechaber. David Ayanizaj Lalishan Shitanishman. David Amelech was careful not to sleep, even though he got up at Chatzais, but the first half of the night, he was careful not to sleep more than a half an hour. Perish Shishim Nishimais, that Perish is 60 breaths of a horse. Kadesh Laitim Tam Misa, he didn't want to taste the Tam Misa. From the Ramah, it sounds like he's saying David HaMelech was only careful at night, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that the Mefarshim say that that's a mistake, or it's misleading, and what the Ramah really means to say is that if a person wants to be machmir, there's no need to be machmir at night, the need is to be machmir in day to try to make a nap less than a half an hour. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Lamed Hay, Shita Nishmi Ratzaloma Ratzufin. We shouldn't sleep more than 60 breaths in a row. Elayam is numb, named the David HaMelech, he would kind of doze off, come upon him several times, talk with me, Shita Nishmi, less than 60 breaths, Amchatzais Laila, until the middle of the night, Amchatzais Eilach, and from middle of the night on, Haya Mizgaber Kari. he was like a lion, and he was Oisik and Shirus and Tishbachos the whole night long. Lamedvav, the Tavka B'yayim, that the David HaMelech was only in the daytime, sleeping less than half an hour, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hesigu Alav Achrenim, the Achrenim questioned this, Bilei Nimtzeh, Shon Kain, it doesn't say that, B'gamar, Rak Al Amorayim, it only said that about Amorayim, that they were put not to sleep by day, Shishim Neshimayis. Aval David Va'atzimai Gam Balaylai, and David HaMelech himself was careful even at night. And now why do we have to know what David HaMelech's chassidus was, nafkamina kol zeh l'didan, for us it is nageya, shabal nefesh, yachmer al kopanim b'yom, that a bal nefesh should be machmer, not to sleep, shishin nishmin b'yon. Vein Shabbos b'chlal zeh, Shabbos is not included in this klal, v'ayim l'kamon, zimin reish lamin aleph, sif aleph, zim iyev shabloi wilmoy b'loi shinas atzarayim, if a person is incapable of learning in the afternoon without taking a longer nap, mutzu lishan me'ad, then it is mutzu to sleep, but he shouldn't sleep too much. Even still, he shouldn't do it for enjoyment. His kavanah should be rak avodas yisbarak for avodas Hashem. Find b'makdis hashakol shekazav de inyan hashina b'yom talui l'fi ma shehu adam achfi atzarak avodas yisbarak. It really depends on the person and the situation, what he needs for avodas Hashem. One more halacha, zok the mishnah the mechaber. If you Zion, Yesh Noyagim Lirchait Piyam Shakras Mipnei Aririm Shabasei Chapeh, there are those that say we should wash our mouth out in the morning because of the saliva that's in the mouth in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kitarach LaHazkir Es Hashem HaGadol B'Kedush HaTahara. When a person says Hashem's name, what he should say with Kedush and Tahara. V'imu Istinis, if he's a person that is very particular, Vein Reitz L'Aknis Amayim L'Fiv, he's sensitive, this water bothers him, he doesn't want to use it. She'enam zachem, and that clean water of zachem, ain't ma'akev milavarech, he's allowed to make a bracha, no problem. Okay, have a good night.